You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com, or if you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk. Hi, and welcome back to this issue of the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about stealing. So if you're a small business owner and you're looking at your product range or the services you offer to your clients, be it personal or corporate, you will understand that everything now is competitive. Everybody is doing something that is similar to yours, and everybody was doing it in a slightly different way. But if we look at how we approach product development or new product development, we can always look at the community of providers in that particular sector and steal from them. Now, as you know full well, if you're a maker of widgets, there's always a manufacturer of widgets that's going to be doing it slightly cheaper, slightly different color, in different packaging. And this is how industries are developed and brands are built. And culturally, we have this thing about theft in that morally it's repugnant. We don't do it. We don't steal from other people. But we certainly steal ideas or borrow from. And I prefer the word borrow rather than steal, because it seems to be a little bit less harsh, to be fair. But the whole idea about stealing or borrowing from other religions, from other nationalities, from other societies, is something that's gone on forever and a day. Now, basically, that means if you've got a product provider, a competitor that's doing something very similar to you, or packaging it up in a slightly different way, there's absolutely nothing stopping you from taking that, adapting it, and making it fit for you, and making it fit for your customers. This gives us an idea about markets, because we know if someone's making a product in a certain way, there is a market for it, which is always helpful. The second part of it, of course, if we can package that up in our own way, put our gold edges to it, if you like, we can then start to sell that product potentially to the competitors' customers, or we can go and find new customers with it. And I don't think, as a small business owner, you should be really worried about that, because we all borrow, steal from others, and we can certainly take existing products and services and adapt them to suit our own client bank. And if we look at the history of the internet in particular in recent years, everything has changed with the internet, but most of the stuff we see is copied. If you go through Amazon, you'll see tens of thousands of products which are all exactly the same, whether you're looking at, you know, buying screws or nuts and bolts, or whether you're looking at buying cars. Yes, the brands have a presence, which is the key. The brand presence is what you create around your product. But there's absolutely nothing stopping you from looking at a competitor's product and saying, actually, I can do that better. I can do that in a different way. I can do that with bells and whistles. And sometimes that's an easy way of expanding your business into something else, into a way that appeals and or allows you to make more money from what it is you've got. Now, I'm not saying you should rip off people's work. I'm not saying you should steal their copyright, or you should use their intellectual property. But there's absolutely nothing stopping you from borrowing from your marketplace and saying, actually, we can do this in a slightly different way. Anyway, my name is Richard Smith. You can find out more about me over at therichardsmith.com. If you need any help with your sales, marketing, product development, or a general shizzle kicking, then please get in touch. I'll be happy to have a chat with you. You can find out more about me over at www.therichardsmith.com, or if you need some hands-on help for your small business, then you can go over to smallbusinessninja.co.uk.